This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, September 19th. Well, we had some pressure in the wheat market yesterday, so we've given up much of the gains that we acquired over the last week. Some of the pressure stemming from talk that a couple ships have left the Chornomorsk port in Ukraine, loaded with grain, headed for Africa and Asia. So the simple fact that they can actually use their own export facilities, have success so far in doing that, obviously is more of a bearish factor to the market. We've also got harvest progress moving along. Spring wheat is pretty close to being wrapped up. We're about 93% done. Winter wheat plantings are at 15%, so that's a good steady pace. Corn harvest at 9%, that's 2 points ahead of the average. Soybean harvest also getting rolling. We're about 5% there. We are looking at some rain delays across the northern plains and the western Midwest and into the southern Midwest, seeing quite a bit of moisture fall in that region, which is, you know, as good and bad. It's going to slow down harvest a bit, but it's also going to replenish dry soils in pretty much all that region, especially the central plains. But even the western Midwest has been plagued with dryness all season. They've had just enough to keep the crop going, but this will go a long way to replenishing some of that subsoil moisture, because you're not going to get near the evaporation rates that you would have earlier in the year. For the central and southern plains, of course, we're in winter wheat seeding, and this is going to set the stage for much better germination and potential there in the plains. So that too is adding just a fair amount of pressure to the market. There are reports that China has bought anywhere from 300 to 500,000 tons of French wheat. That is for delivery from November through March. There's also chatter that they're kind of just getting started with their buying program. Last year, they were the world's largest importer, 12 million tons. And with the kind of crop and struggles that they had this year, not just for wheat, but also for corn, it's likely that they're going to probably import that much again. They've been taking some from Russia. They've been taking a lot from the EU. They usually get most of their wheat from Australia. Now, Australia, of course, they're in the early stages of their growing season, but they've had some weather problems. The El Nino weather phenomena is well intact. That normally brings dry conditions to Australia, and that is indeed happening this year. They also tend to bring more rains to Argentina, which has not happened so far this year. So Argentina, coming out of a three-year drought, hoping that El Nino would offer some relief, that has just not happened. It appears the rains are shifting north into southern Brazil's wheat-growing area and causing problems for that crop. It's too wet. They've got flooding. So they're looking at quality issues. So Brazil, which also tends to be one of the world's largest importers, but they don't make that much of a splash in the world market because most of it comes from Argentina. They've been pushed into the broader market these last few years. That could well be the case again this year. So, you know, the Southern Hemisphere is a very important growing region. They're in the heart of their growing season. Neither major country of Argentina or Australia looks great, and yet the market just can't seem to find some bullish reaction to that. Pretty decent-sized crops in the Northern Hemisphere, especially the EU and the Black Sea region, notably Russia. But they are competing aggressively against each other, and that has kept the pressure on world prices and kept the pressure on futures as well. Yesterday, export inspections for U.S. Wheat was 367,000 tons. Year to date, we have actually physically shipped 5.1 million tons, which is down 2.1 from where we were a year ago. So that's another reason why the market hasn't been able to really, you know, get off the ropes here is our exports. Export sales have been sluggish to start the marketing year, but even our physical exports for this marketing year are running well behind a year ago. So moving forward, I still think that the seasonal lows for wheat likely are in. There may be another attempt to retest those lows, but I think it'll be met with pretty solid support. Considering what's going on in the Southern Hemisphere, eventually that's going to become a pretty bullish factor if those weather patterns continue. And the forecasts appear to show that the next 2 weeks you'll continue to see dryness in both of those major producing countries of Argentina and Australia. We'll likely see some rain delays for the corn and soybean harvest, but that moisture will be welcome not only for the soil profile, but to raise river levels as well. And of course, that'll help move these crops along. So, you know, corn and soybeans probably going to languish here, chop around, you know, just at least in the near term as we work our way deeper into the harvest. For wheat, probably going to see some drag from a weak corn market. But again, you know, seasonally, you tend to be moving higher. And I think there is still some upside potential here as we work into at least early October. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.